It's difficult to say,
said Spurling.
You can see for yourself the size of the thing.
He opened the door and Michelle walked in. It was gloomy, but she could see some kind of lighting ahead, which turned out to be wall-mounted gas jets, presumably fueled by propane cylinders. On the wall were framed nursery rhymes, Hey Diddle Diddle, Jack and Jill, with pictures of a dismal-looking cow jumping over the moon, and Jack and Jill falling down the hill. They were the kind of things that adults think children should like. Michelle continued down the corrugated iron corridor. In a lean-to annex to one side was a mock-up of a well with a framed nursery rhyme, Ding Dong Dell, Pussies Down the Well. Michelle looked down the well, but could see only darkness. She noticed a small pile of stones on the ground, picked one up and dropped it into the well. After a few seconds of silence, a very faint meow percolated up from the bottom. The next annex was a giant wall of Jenga wooden blocks, on top of which sat a large papier-mâché Humpty Dumpty. Michelle removed wooden blocks one by one, as carefully as she could, but inevitably the wall collapsed and Humpty Dumpty fell to the ground.